Topic 56. The Fifth Kingdom, the Kingdom of God. 1. In the Fifth Kingdom, the outer phenomenal appearance will be retained as far as the form is concerned, though refinement and quality will be intensified. The Kingdom of God materializes in and through humanity, but in the realm of consciousness, a very different state of affairs will be found. A master of the wisdom appears phenomenally to be a human being. He has the physical attributes, functions, and habits, and mechanism of the fourth kingdom in nature, but within the form, the consciousness is entirely changed. In the past, each great unfoldment of consciousness has precipitated new forms. This will no longer occur. Under the divine plan for this solar system, this form differentiation has its limitations and cannot proceed beyond a certain point. This point was reached in the human kingdom for this world cycle. Now, in the future, the consciousness aspect of deity will continue to perfect the forms in the fourth kingdom in nature through the instrumentality of those whose consciousness is that of the fifth kingdom. This is the task of the hierarchy of masters. This is the delegated task of the new group of world servers who, upon the physical plane, can become the instrument of their will. Through this group, the inner divine qualities of goodwill, peace, and love can increase and express themselves through human beings functioning in the forms of the fourth kingdom. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, pages 252 through 254. 2. The goal of all endeavor upon our planet is right relations between man and man, and between man and God, between all expressions of divine life, from the tiniest atom up and on into infinity. From the standpoint of our planetary evolution, there is naught but love, naught but goodwill, and the will to good. This exists already, and its true manifestation is nearer today than at any time in planetary history. From stage to stage, from crisis to crisis, from point to point, and from center to center, the life of God progresses, leaving greater beauty behind it as it moves through one form after another, and from kingdom to kingdom. One attainment leads to another. Out of the lower kingdoms, man has emerged, and as a result of human struggle, the kingdom of God will also appear. The bringing in of that kingdom is all that truly concerns humanity today, and all living processes in mankind are bent towards preparing each individual human being to pass into that kingdom. The knowledge that there may be greater manifestations than even the kingdom of God may be inspiring, but that is all. The manifestation of the kingdom of God on earth, the preparing of the way for its great inaugurator, the Christ, the making possible the externalization of the hierarchy upon earth, give us each and all a fully adequate task and something for which to live and work, to dream and to aspire. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, pages 737 through 738. 3. The kingdom of God is not something which will descend on earth when man is good enough. It is something which is functioning efficiently today and demanding recognition. It is an organized body which is already evoking recognition from those people who do seek first the kingdom of God, and discover thereby that the kingdom they seek is already here. Christ and his disciples are known by many to be physically present on earth, and the kingdom which they rule, with its laws and modes of activity, is familiar to many and has been throughout the centuries. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 50. 4. The citizens of the kingdom of God are all those who are deliberately seeking the light and attempting, through self-imposed discipline, to stand before the one initiator. This worldwide group whether in the body or out of it, accepts the teaching that the sons of men are one. They know that divine revelation is continuous and ever new, and that the divine plan is working itself out on earth. From the Reappearance of the Christ, page 65. 5. It is only in desperation, and when completely at the end of his tether, that the disciple finds his way into that kingdom and is ready to relinquish the old ways. What is true of the individual must also be true on a larger scale of humanity. From the Reappearance of the Christ, page 100. 6. Your spiritual goal is the establishing of the kingdom of God. One of the first steps towards this is to prepare men's minds to accept the fact that the reappearance of Christ is imminent. You must tell men everywhere that the masters and their groups of disciples are actively working to bring order out of chaos. You must tell them that there is a plan, and that nothing can possibly arrest the working out of that plan. You must tell them that the hierarchy stands, and that it has stood for thousands of years, and is the expression of the accumulated wisdom of the ages. You must tell them, above all else, that God is love, that the hierarchy is love, and that Christ is coming because he loves humanity. This is the message which you must give at this time, and with this responsibility I leave you. Work, my brothers. From the Externalization of the Hierarchy, page 701. See also Discipleship in the New Age, volume 2, pages 406 through 407.